We've come to the rather exciting last song of the evening. And this number was written for a movie called The Life of Brian. And and we didn't know how to end it. We basically had all our characters heading for crucifixion. So we suggested, right, well, why don't we end with a song? Let's write a nice, cheery, upbeat song we can all sing while being crucified. And we did. And it's been very lucky for us, as I say in the business. Thank you. Some things in life are bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle, and this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, damn these silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your sin, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow. So always look on the bright side of death. And just before you draw your terminal breath. Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep on laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life.
Worst things happen at sea, you know. Come from nothing, we're going back to nothing. What have you lost? Nothing! I'd like to thank our wonderful musicians, our great man on sound, Larry Marr, the great and good Danny Farrington, whose idea this was, the rather lovely John Dupre, who's been made possible tonight by Virgin Air Miles, Tom Scott and all these fabulous musicians, my wife, my daughter Lily, my doctor, my shrink, my agent, my proctologist, my astrologer, my personal assistant, my massage therapist, my assisted shower person, my vice president in charge of enemas, my plastic surgeon, my penile extension consultant, and my Viagra dealer.